Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is the East Thomas Fire Chief, Bill Duquette. How are you today, Chief?
Well, good, Kevin. Here, let me throw this basketball over here. You guys keep working out over there. we're practicing, Kevin. We've got the guys down here. We got the basketball hoop outside, and we're practicing for the big game.
That is right. The big game is coming up this Saturday night, as a matter of fact. And you guys got your hands full. You got some Lions coming to town.
That's right. That's right. It's going to be the Firefighters against the Lions. And this year, we've been practicing. Like I say, we're out there right now shooting hoops in the snow, and we're going to try to beat them this year.
All right. Now, you got a good team made up. I know it's the Iasco County Firefighters. Now, is it representatives from all the fire departments in the county?
Yes, it is, Kevin. We've got representatives coming from all over the county to help the cause, and it's one of our fun things to do, and we still make a little money doing it, and maybe we can talk later about where that money goes.
Yeah, we will, for sure. But it's happening, as you mentioned, this Saturday night, 7 p.m. You're up at the Oscoda Area High School Gymnasium, aren't you?
That's right. Just like every year, we go up there, and we have a good time, and for a good cause.
7 p.m. is tip-off time, and as you mentioned, it is a good time, and you know, a little friendly rivalry between you guys and the Lions over the years, and you always like to win that game, though, don't you?
That's right, that's right. In the past couple years, we've come so close. I mean, it was right down to the wire, and we lost by a couple points, but Kevin, it was a tremendous game, and you know, we tried hard, and you never know what's going to happen this year.
That's right, and everybody's a winner, because I know, you know, I used to take my two boys when they were small. They enjoyed going, and they loved the halftime, because at halftime the Lions do some special things.
That's right. We they usually have some souvenirs for sale, sweatshirts and t-shirts and so on, and we have sometimes a signed basketball that we give away, and even a football, and we'd have some autograph signing too. We set up the chairs and we let everybody get in line, and they can have their booklet signed by the Lions, and everyone has a great time. And like you say, a lot of times they enjoy the halftime as much as they do the show.
You're right. Now, I would imagine they could get an autograph from one of their favorite Iasco County firefighters, too, if they like, right?
Right. Now, that costs them a little bit more, but they can also get one from us.
That's right. Well, it's a fun night of entertainment, and tickets are only $18. That's a great price.
That's right, and I think they have a good family price, too,
Kevin. They do, yeah. So you can get that also. A good family rate, too, so you can take the whole family for not a lot of money, and go see the firefighters take on the Detroit Lions. And they always have some great Lions coming up for this. The Lions enjoy doing these kind of things.
Yes, they do, and that's a great benefit for us, and we really appreciate that they take time out of their busy schedule to come up and do that for us.
That's right. Now, let's talk about, you mentioned it at the top of the interview, this is a great fundraiser for the Iasco County Firefighters. Let's talk about how that money gets used, Bill.
Sure. Several ways it goes. All of the money that we make, the profits from the game that we receive from that basketball game, comes back into the county, and we use it for various things. The biggest thing that we use it for is when someone decides they want to become a firefighter, they have to take a Fire 1 and 2 class, and it starts generally in late September, beginning of October, and it runs twice a week and every other Saturday all the way till April, so there's a lot of training involved. In other counties, they have to pay for that. They have to pay for the instructors, the cost. They generally charge a firefighter around $500 to take that class.
Wow.
Well, with our money, we're able to pay that, so we pay for the books, pay for the class, so the firefighters that want to join and serve the community don't have to pay for that.
That's terrific. So you know where your money is going to. And, of course, as we always like to say, the money raise stays right here in this area, and it really does, right here in Iasco County.
That's right. And also we have a number of things that need calibration every year. Mm-hmm. You've probably seen the firefighter wear their air pack into a fire building.
Sure.
Those things have to be certified every year. So we bought an instrument with the profits from that game and our Country Western show, to an instrument to test those air packs to make sure they're okay. But every year, that instrument has to be calibrated, so we use the funds to pay for that calibration. And the same thing with our hoses, Kevin. Every year our hoses has to be tested, so we bought a hose tester with that profits, and now every year that money goes to certify that hose tester.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's probably a lot of people who don't think about that. They always think in terms of new equipment and that kind of thing, or a new fire truck, but there are stuff that, you know, regular maintenance that needs to be done, and that too costs money.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And we bought it for the whole county, so it travels. Those things travel around the county, and everyone in each fire department has the availability to use that.
All right. Now, how do they get tickets for the game on Saturday night, Bill?
Well, they can. We're getting kind of close now, Kevin. If they worry about getting them in the mail, I would just go up there on Tuesday, on Saturday night, and just go in the door. You can buy them right at the door.
I was just going to say, you can get them right there at the door. That is probably the best way to go. Let's fill up that gym up there at Oscoda High School and show your support for the Iosco County Firefighters and that association. You guys do a lot of great work. I know we just talked to you a couple months ago about the big fire there, and all the fire departments kind of came together to help out with that. So we can see those dollars at work.
That's right, and one more thing that brings to mind is the firefighters need, we call it rehabilitation. They have to take a break and so on, and we give the firefighters water. So we used also that money to buy water, not only for all the firefighters in the county, but we give it to EMS and emergency management, the Forest Service and the DNR firefighting division. So all of those people, emergency services, benefit from that from our fundraiser.
Very good. So come on out. The Detroit Lions are coming to town as they take on the Iosco County Firefighters in a basketball game. Oscoda High School, 7 p.m. That is Saturday night, and it should be a fun time. Bring the whole family. There's a family ticket available. It should be a great night. And East Taos Fire Chief Bill Duquette. Bill, get back out there and practice so you can make those layups and hit those free throws, my friend.
Nice 3-point someone just made there. Nice shot. So, okay, Kevin, I'm getting back out here to practice, and we're going to be ready for the game on Saturday.
Sounds good, buddy. Have a great day, and thanks for joining us for Sunrise.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.